VolitionRx, a multinational epigenetics company revolutionizing cancer diagnosis with the development of simple, easy-to-use, cost-effective blood tests involving a range of cancers and other diseases. Volition's clinical trials in human health have shown promising results in detecting several cancer types, including colorectal, lung, and a variety of bloodborne cancers. VolitionRx. Web address, volition.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Rojo, Senior Fellow of Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He keeps the Long War Journal. And our colleague Hussein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute. Al-Shabaab is Al-Qaeda in Somalia. ISIS is operating in Mali, a former Francophone colony, now to be abandoned by the French in a remarkably small-scale version of the U.S. and NATO forces leaving Afghanistan. Bill, colleagues of yours, and you made a wonderful Generation Jihad podcast. And these two countries, I want to touch on them just in the few minutes we have. Shabaab is an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia. From your podcast, it appears to be stronger than ever. Is that a fair conclusion from your conversation?
Yeah, I would say it's as strong as it's been in a decade. Shabaab did control much of central and southern Somalia up until about 2011, when the African Union and Ethiopia and other countries helped the really conducted the operation to clear Shabaab out of, including the capital of Mogadishu. But now it's estimated, you know, we had a general estimate that Shabaab controlled about 25%. This was 2 years ago, of Somalia. We know that Shabaab has only increased in strength. So much of its control or contested areas is in southern and central Somalia. My colleague Caleb Weiss estimates that number is 40% or higher. Much of this is in rural and small towns. But again, this is, we saw the same dynamic with the Taliban, right? It worked in the rural areas in order to gain influence into the more suburban areas. Shabaab, we call it the Taliban of Africa. It's very organized. It's ruthless. It has a plan. It's committed to its cause. And Shabaab has been working to delegitimize the Afghan government. It's been attacking, it killed two members of parliament in attacks recently over the last couple of weeks. There's an election coming up. So Shabaab's working to again, delegitimize and weaken the government. So that's the dynamic we face. I mean, you could flip a coin between Somalia and Mali and try and figure out where.
All right, let's go to Mali. From the report at Generation Jihad, which is a podcast on Bill's site, Long War Journal. The conversation there is ISIS attacking civilians and attacking the MSA, the government. The French are leaving. The French, is it understood the French have abandoned Mali? How does ISIS present this to the people with the French pulling out?
Yeah, the French are in the process of withdrawing. They're closing down their bases. They were launching strikes and trying to support the government in northern Mali. This is going to create a major vacuum. You have to keep in mind that the French were barely keeping a lid on this problem with thousands of troops in country. Now, the French just said they'll continue air supports in support of the Malian government, but that'll be minimal support. The Islamic State, both the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda operate in Mali and much of the Sahel and West Africa. In most recently, the Islamic State killed about 400 members of a pro-government / Quraysh militia. This is the kind of thing that's just going unreported right now in the Western press. Just like with Afghanistan, people have largely disengaged from this issue, and yet you have massacres occurring. You have jihadist groups advancing, and there's an ebb and flow to the jihad. And right now in West Africa, the jihadist groups are they're rising at this point. They're feeling their oats because of the disengagement from France and the Western countries.
And Hussein, I just check on your coverage of Pakistan. Does it get involved in reporting at least on these matters in West Africa or the Sahel about Shabaab and ISIS? Is that a major topic in Islamabad? We have less than a minute.
It is not a major concern in Islamabad right now. I think Islamabad is too preoccupied with its own immediate region. Afghanistan, definitely not Somalia. Although Pakistan has played a role in American efforts to try and check piracy in the Arabian Sea.
We're looking at a vast landscape. The Long War Journal covers a vast landscape of the Ummah, and from the Mediterranean to the Hindu Kush, we've touched on the major player, major power in the region, Pakistan. We've touched on also the activities of Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Africa. This story is much richer than we've had an opportunity here. But to remind everyone, the war did not end when the U.S. left Kabul. It continues. Bill Rojo, Hussein Haqqani, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.